You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live. Next, featuring intimate and in-depth interviews with Black Hollywood's next edition of stars and influences. Black Hollywood Live. Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live, next.
Yeah! What's up, you guys? Welcome to another episode of Black Hollywood Live. Next, you hear that music in the background? Yeah, you hear that, Drake? 10 bands. And this song is one of the favorite songs of our guest today. We're going to tell you who that is in just a moment. But I am Meg Scoop. Megan Thomas, I'm Mexico on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And who are you, lovely lady?
And I'm Courtney Tesno. You guys can keep in touch at Tesnos on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat.
Make sure you hashtag BHL next with all of your questions or comments, because we'd love to read them and shout you out. And make sure you go to podcastone.com. Take the survey. It's like 3 minutes long, and it helps us do better on our show. We read and listen to everything that you say. So make sure you use your opinions. Go to podcastone.com. Let us know what you think of the show. It helps us get better. It's easy.
Give us the feedback.
Yes. All right. Today's guest is so cute, so handsome. He's funny. You've seen him on ABC's Blackish. Moves. Yes, he can dance like no other. Mm-hmm. Give it up for Miles Brown.
Hello. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Miles, you're so handsome. I love
thank
this hat.
Thank you.
Can I rock this hat?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, you're so big. Yeah. Won't fit on my head.
Well, I'm going to have hat hair when I take this off.
Oh,
I'm
going
to have, it's going to be like molded and everything. And all that stuff. Like, I just went to bed.
We don't want that. Okay, so we're going to talk about a couple things today. Let's talk about Survivor's Remorse is coming back to Starz Season 2. We're so excited about that. It's going to be August 22nd at 9:30. Mm-hmm. But let's go ahead and run a quick clip of the show.
Yeah, let's see a sneak peek.
Our year, pal.
My sister loves you. Will you tell her to stop doing heroin?
What's not in store for season 2?
Family, take it in. These are the good days we dreamt about.
Cam's picked up that man of the
I
house.
I like the cast, of course.
Bit. He's a little bossier.
I got two words for you. Contractual obligation.
Right, so this is some of the stuff that's going to be happening on season 2 of Survivor's Remorse. Mike Epps is in it, Tashina Arnold, Erica Ash, who's been a guest on this show before.
Yes.
Rodrigo Lee, if you remember him from
he was a good looking man.
Yes, yes. So it's coming back 10 episodes for this next season, August 22nd at 9:30. So be sure you guys check that out.
Yes. Okay, let's go ahead and talk about some big things happening, some new trends. Miles, I don't know if you've seen this yet, but it's all over the place. It's like this new toy that a lot of celebs are into called the Funky Duck.
Let's
play a clip. I think this one is Jamie Foxx. So see what the Funky Duck is.
That sounds cool.
I love Jamie. I absolutely love
him. Yeah.
So this toy, like, everybody's doing it. We saw Justin Bieber doing it with his little brother.
Yeah.
We saw Kendall and everybody. So it's like the new craze, but it's $1,500.
Oh wow! Like I've seen, I know what that thing is. They have, but they have different like brands of the same toy and stuff. But I just never heard of that exactly brand. Mm-hmm. But I seen the exact same toy, which is, and I've always wanted to have I seen different videos of different celebrities having them. I'm like, oh, that thing looks so cool. I want to try that thing like right now. My dad was like, just patient out. Let me order one first, and then you can play with one. But that thing like really cool. Some of my friends have one because they do different videos like dancing on it, doing the
robot. Yeah, we saw Chris Brown dancing on it. He's so good.
I saw my friend earlier. I'm like, how do you control that thing? He's like, you just have to like lean this way and lean that way until your toes this way, until your toes that way. And
do you think you could do some dance moves on that with all that?
I want to, maybe.
Okay, you got to be like,
That's on the wish list.
Yes. All right, let's talk about school. School's out for the summer, but we know that school's coming back in the fall.
Yes.
And there's a entrance exam to get into college in China. And if you don't pass the exam, you don't get into any college in China. So it's like the hard exam.
Oh, wow.
Very, very tough exam, right? Wow. So kids in China are you know, they try to do different ways to cheat because this exam is so tough. And guess what the officials decided to do?
What?
They decided to have drones in the classroom flying over the kids.
Oh, drones?
Man. Yes. Drones in the classroom flying over the kids to make sure they're not going to cheat.
Well, you know what? That'll keep them honest. That'll keep that integrity high. I like that. Right.
What if there's... I know you're... So, you're...
Luckily,
you're,
I don't live in China. I didn't get it.
Right. What if I did that to your school? What would you do?
I would want to go to another school. I don't know. Oh, wow. But that's just crazy how you have to pass one exactly exam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's crazy.
Yeah, that's right.
How
do
you have drones over... Yeah, that's kind of... It's hard because it's weird because they're looking over you to see if you're not cheating on the test. But also they're actually like scary.
Yeah, right.
Like they look like they're trying to like attack you, sent by like minions
right.
who want to like destroy your whole country. But,
and these drones can detect radio signals. So I guess some of the Chinese kids have gotten pretty high tech with their cheating. So it detects any radio signals that they might be submitting to each other,
and
it also has a camera.
I don't even know that stuff.
Wow, so you got to get rid of the pen and paper and the phone.
Right.
That is crazy, but. I get it. I wish it wasn't so much pressure on them, though. I don't think just one exam should. No, that's too much.
Well, hopefully they don't cheat anymore. All right. Yeah. Talk about you, Maya. Let's get into some of your stuff.
Right. Definitely. Okay, before we get into everything going on with you and how you got your start, let's talk about this vacation that you went on.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Where'd you go?
Okay, so I went on a cruise with my family, and we went to, first, we stopped at Catalina Island, which is really cool. We got to do parasailing, which I had never done before, and that was, like, awesome. And we were on a boat, and they put us 800 feet high. And then when we were coming back down, I got to dip my feet in the ocean.
Wow.
And then come back onto the boat, and that was really cool. And then we stopped. And then our final destination was Ensenada, Mexico, which is really cool. We got to do a tour of a blowhole, which, like, it's this big, giant mountain type of rock, and it has, like, a little, like, hole in the middle of it. And it doesn't, there's like water just flowing right under it, and then it just splashes like, and it just goes everywhere. It's crazy.
Oh, wow.
Can you swim miles?
No. But I wasn't getting on anybody though.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like an amazing trip. I really want to go to Catalina Island. That sounds so much fun.
But also, it was really fun because we got to do so much things on the cruise as well. Like, we had this own little game show, and everyone got to come on, and it was really fun because everyone had their own little seat, each family.
Mm-hmm.
And then the host was just walking by, just grabbing random people, and he did this thing called Scategories, and he just picked up different categories every time he went by someone. And... this, like, say he pulled up a category that, like, stores that start with a T, and then he would just walk by to anyone, and he's like, what's your name? And they try to guess.
People on the spot.
Yeah.
Did you get picked?
Yeah, I got picked, and the category was things that are cold with an S, and I tried to figure it out, like, so hard, so I just looked at my mom, and she mouthed snow. I'm like... snow! I'm like, yay! And then I got to play Connect Four basketball, which was really cool.
Oh, I've never heard of that. That's cool.
Yeah, it's like, they have like little volleyballs that are blue and red, and you just shoot them into like the little spots, and then whoever gets four in a row, like, which is pretty cool. We have like different teams.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, you had a blast.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Hardworking.
Right. So let's go ahead and get into your start. You're born and raised in California, which is like that. You're so fortunate because so many people come here to pursue acting. Mm-hmm. Did you always know you wanted to be an actor?
Okay, so I was dancing before acting, and then I was doing, like, it was kind of an acting job, but it had something to do with dancing. So when I was doing the dancing, I was acting as well, and then I was like 5 or 6 or something like that. And then I didn't realize technically I was acting. And so I just did more things that led to dancing, and acting led to dancing, and dancing led to acting. And then I got here, and then, which was really cool, and I just I just really love acting, and then, which is really cool, is Blackish, they still let me dance mm-hmm. on the show, which is really cool.
Yeah. I mean, you seem like you're just a natural. You started at 3 with the dancing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With dancing. Yeah. How old are you now?
I'm 10. Oh, I'm going to turn 11 in December this
year.
See,
that's a lifetime.
I know.
You've been dancing for a lifetime.
Oh, my
goodness. 7 whole years. That's a lot.
That's a long time, actually. Oh, my goodness. So, how did you get your start as a performer, as a dancer?
Okay. So, well, first, my dad, he likes to travel all over different places. And he grabs different video clips from France and Germany, and he brings it back home, and I get to watch them. They're dance battle videos from all across the world. Mm-hmm. And they just do different styles of dancing, which I actually do now. And I'm like, oh, that's so cool. And then Michael Jackson started doing the same thing. I'm like, that is awesome. I want to do that.
Right.
And then there's also a show called Soul Train. And
Miles, we know what Soul Train is.
And actually, my dad was on it once. He was dancing and stuff.
Okay.
And there's a group called the Electric Boogaloos, which do the style I do now. And they're dancing. They have different elements of dancing, of popping and locking, and that's how I got started. I just wanted to do it, and I just had fun with it. And
right,
it was really cool.
That's awesome, and I love watching you on Blackish, especially the season finale.
Yeah. Oh, you did so great!
Yes, you did. Thank
so
you. Good.
And are you formally trained, or you just looked at the stuff and you picked it up?
Well, what was really cool for the finale was that I got to do some styles that I've never done before, like tapping.
Okay.
And I've always wanted to take a tapping class that had nothing to do with Blackish, just take a tapping class. But finally I got to take a tapping class, and we only had about like 1 or 1.5 hours to learn what I was going to do. And it was like so slippery, and I felt like I was like on a skating rink or something. But it was really cool, and actually it's when I see people tapping, I'm like, wait, how did I
doing?
But actually it's actually kind of cool, and then once you get the steps it kind of gets more simple.
Mm-hmm.
But and then when I did it, everyone before they saw me do it, they're all like, do you need like extra time to practice it, or do you want to change what the dancing or mm-hmm. And then I show them, they're all like,
how long have you been doing
this? I know.
Yeah.
I'm like, an hour. Yeah.
Wow.
Good job.
And then how many takes did it take you?
Well, actually what was weird was Anthony had a stunt double because he was doing the head spins and everything. But when I was doing the tapping, I slipped like almost every time because the floor was like super slippery.
Uh-huh.
And which took about 5
That's not bad. That's for somebody that
just learned it. Yeah, that's really good.
Like,
yeah.
Because I had to do like this tapping part, but I was standing while I was doing it. That was easy. And then I had to spin around Anthony, and then I had to twirl back, and that's the part I kept slipping on.
Okay.
So we kept doing that, and then I got it. And actually, the stunt double I actually knew personally.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, hey, is that? So it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Well, you know, a lot of people are not as fortunate as you to start as a child.
Right.
My goodness, you've done so much. Like, we're so proud of you.
Thank you.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Like, have you thought about that at all yet?
At the ripe old age of 15. What are you going to be doing?
Actually, 16, because I'm a...
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, well, right now, 15, but... actually, I want to keep acting and dancing, but would I really, 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 like 11 times more really want to do is be a basketball player. I could just see myself like my like 5,000th time to the All-Star game, and like just like I want to be a point guard, number 3 or 23, I don't know.
Who's your favorite team?
My favorite team, well, right now, they just lost, is the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, good job.
And what's weird was the crew on the cruise. We got to watch the last game where Golden State beat them on like this huge thing, and all like everyone there was wearing all Golden State jerseys, mm-hmm. and I had a Cleveland jersey. And I'm like, I shouldn't have wore this. But people like say like I only like LeBron or I only like the Cleveland Cavaliers, but actually I like different teams. Like I like the Golden State Warriors. I like Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson. But it's just it turns out to be my favorite basketball player is LeBron. I still like different players like Kobe Bryant, Chris Paul, mm-hmm. different. Yeah, but
you pretty much like talent. You love someone who's talented.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right, no. Exactly.
Yeah, so.
Oh my goodness. Have you ever thought about what college you might want to go to, considering that you really like the Cavaliers?
Well, I want to play in the Cavaliers, but if I do, I'm not going to be able to wear my favorite number because I have a feeling that LeBron James's number is going to be retired, and I can't wear it. So I'll probably go to a different team, maybe the Lakers or like the Clippers, maybe. But I also want to go to UCLA. I want to go there.
Okay.
And my second choice is either Duke.
Look at you.
Right. You got the good schools.
Or, yeah.
What about the University of Kentucky?
Megan.
Kentucky, yep.
Yeah. 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 That's my school, yeah. Go ahead. Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get you on that team. Don't you worry about that. Don't you worry about that.
Oh.
So you're an actor, you're a rapper, you're a dancer. If you had to pick one of these three, and you can only pick one, which one would you pick to do?
If I could only pick one, I would pick zero because I actually want to pick all three,
mm-hmm.
because they're all really cool. Like, and what's really cool is that I get to do all at one time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's kind of like sometimes I don't really notice it, but I'm actually doing it. But that's really cool. But if I had the chance to only pick one, I would pick zero because I only want to pick all three. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you keep on doing a triple threat.
Right. Absolutely. And then, you worked with Justin Bieber on his song Believe, right?
Yes.
What did you do with him?
I did, I worked on his movie directed by John Chu, his movie Believe.
Okay.
And, I was like, my character was like, about like it was I'm going to a sleepover party with a friend of mine, but he's kind of a bully, and then we have our own like little tents inside his house and everything, and I go inside my tent to pull over my sheets and just go to bed, and then I just find this key. And every time I touch it, it's kind of weird because I just thought of that. It's kind of like Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
And when I touched the key, I appeared to be in Miami at his Believe concert. Just mm-hmm. to be and then I got to be, like, in the crowd. And really cool, I got to meet him.
Wow.
And I was just going like this. And I was still in my pajamas, which is really cool. I had, like, a one-piece pajama on. And then I came back and there was like confetti and stuff all over me, and it was really cool. And then turns out I kept being nice to the kid, and he turns out to be nice to me. So
aww,
yeah, that's really
good.
Cool.
And then so you're a rapper too, right? Or have you rapped?
Yeah, I have. Yes, I'm not exactly a rapper, but I can rap though.
Okay.
No, it wasn't for a role. It's actually because my dad, he's a rapper, and sometimes he helps me do different things, and I really like it, and I love different rappers, like Drake and mm-hmm. Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm. Favorites, okay.
Yeah, so, and I think it's really cool, too. I'm not, like, a freestyler like my dad. I can't do that, no. Unless there's no tempo to it. Unless I just, like, just sit there for, like, 5 minutes just thinking of the next word.
Miles, you gotta get your bars up. Come on.
But sometimes my dad does help me writing different raps and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Aw, that's good. You can rap and dance at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
You were on an episode of Showtime's Shameless, right?
Yep.
And you played, is it Ashish? Ashish. But how was it working on that show?
It was really cool because the girl who was working with me, she got to take me on, like, the whole tour of the set, which is really cool. And I got to dip my head in a bucket of just water.
Ah.
And I got to, and that was really cool. That was, and we just got to do different things, and I actually like the name Ashish. I don't know why.
But it's that a was pretty really unique
cool.
name.
Yeah, but it was really cool because I don't know if that was my first, like, TV appearance besides, like, a talk show. Like, an actual, like, I don't know how to say it, but, like,
actual TV show that you did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Versus, like, a talk show? Okay, yeah.
And that was really cool. It was a really cool experience, and that just led to different shows like Raising Hope and, mm-hmm. and Black-ish. So,
yeah, absolutely. Really cool. So, what was the audition experience like for Black-ish?
The audition experience, that was really cool because I got to do the first audition, the callback, and then what was really awkward was that Kevin Hart was having a show, and he wanted me to have a test, which Black-ish also wanted me to have, but was even more weirder was that they wanted to have it the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just decided to give my parents both scripts to see which one they like more. And they thought Black-ish was more of a family-friendly mm-hmm. type show, and they went with Black-ish, and luckily it got picked up, so that was really cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you have a twin on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any siblings in real life?
Yes, I do. I have a 20-year-old sister.
Oh, whoa.
Named Kiana. Yeah.
Hi, Kiana. Shout out to your sister.
Hey, Kiana. I call her Kiana. I don't know why. And yeah, which is really cool is that I get to have more siblings, mm-hmm. which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And because I also want a baby brother in real life, I want a little baby brother.
Are you still putting in that request?
Yes.
My mom's all, my mom, dad's shaking his head over yeah.
My mom's all like, nope. And, but it's kind of cool because I've never had three more siblings, which is really cool. I only have one in real life, so just getting to have Marseille, Yara, and Marcus has siblings. And we actually all really act like siblings, which is really cool.
Yeah, you guys look alike, too.
Yeah.
You guys
really good
related
casting.
For real.
Yeah, we've been to Disney World and stuff, but what the weird part is, people come up to me and Marseille, and, are you really twins in real life? And I bet we've got asked that, like, 20 million times.
Oh my goodness.
And we're like, no, but we act like it and we look like it, but no. that we get that a lot, so it's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What have you learned from being on this show?
I've learned a lot of things, but like, oh my gosh. One thing is that, like, Anthony, Tracy, and Lawrence give me, like, tons of advice.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tracy and Lawrence give me the most, but Anthony still does give us advice. And what they all three do tell me is that when I'm not on camera, that it's okay for me to mess up because they're not focusing on me. So, like, say I mess up, like, this is old. Then it doesn't matter because they're focusing on the other person, which is I learned that I'm like, oh yeah, that's cool. And I have learned that I am a really good scarer.
Like, you're a prankster.
Yeah, me and Marseille, we always come like behind people's backs and just like,
oh, gosh.
And we get the most out of people's screams. Like, I'm serious. One time, Yara, she was sleeping, and I thought she was just, like, just closing her eyes just for a second. And I came up, and I did the scariest, like, yell I could ever do, like, straight in her ear. And she was like, ah! And she almost, like, slapped me in the face on accident. I'm like, wait, no, I didn't mean to do it. And she's like, I was sleeping. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
That's really cool.
You learned a lot of stuff.
I know.
And I know you're super busy, so you guys have a tutor on set, correct?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So do you ever miss going to regular school?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, but it kind of depends on why.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, because my real teacher, she emails the work to my tutor on set that my real school is doing, and then I do that same work, and when I'm off, I go back to my regular school and show her the work that I've done, so I won't be behind. And but sometimes I miss it because, like, all my friends are gone. Or, like, well, I'm not saying I don't have any friends in Blackish, but, like...
No, your friends work and school are different.
But, like, also they have, like, a little basketball court, which I'm hoping they can have for season two. Like, right by, like, the school trailer, there's, like, a basketball hoop, which me and Anthony could just, like, I could just school Anthony, like, every day. Like, just show him my moves.
Right.
like, lay it up, you know? That, when I do that, I mean, like, the finger roll.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
I got it.
This guy one time, I went like this. He's like, what are you doing, man? I'm like, I don't know. Just going, like, doing the friendly finger roll, you know?
It's a nice little layup. I got it.
Yeah. So that's, yeah, and sometimes I miss it, but when I miss it, it's for a different reason, so.
Right. And then what upcoming projects do you have?
Well, I recently did, about a few months ago, I did a short film called Two Bellmen. I'm also recently working on an animated series with Ashley Marseille on Disney Junior called Goldie and Bear. And I also went to Disney World with the kids, and we had an awesome time. And then last, I also actually got to go to the White House and meet President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle Obama, and that was really cool. Me and Marseille got to participate in the Easter egg roll, which is really cool.
Wait, did you guys get any Easter eggs?
They did have, like, the Easter egg hunt, and I think the best part was that we actually got to play in Barack Obama's, like, own little basketball court, which is really cool. They let different kids, like, come shoot, and they actually brought the Washington Wizards, which is one of my favorite basketball teams. Like Bradley Beal was there. I can't believe Bradley Beal was there, but I couldn't get to meet him because I was doing a story time with Marseille. We were reading The Giving Tree, which is really cool. And what I'm going to do, I haven't done it yet, is I'm going to be participating in the BET Awards.
Yay.
And also supporting Anthony and Tracy.
Hosting this year, yes.
And then last is I'm going to be doing a film, and it's based on a famous jazz musician, Wayne Shorter, and he's worked with Miles Davis and Herbie Hancock and different and others. So yeah, that's gonna be really
good. Look at you!
You're so busy looking. He just rolled them off his tongue like this. He knows what he's got going on, honey. That's what I'm talking about. And then, so what are some of your hobbies? I know you dance, and I know you like basketball. What else do you like to do?
I also like to play video games a lot.
What's your favorite?
My favorite is Destiny.
Okay.
NBA 2K15. I want to play. I have the thing. I just haven't even opened up the wrapper yet. I just seen the back of the whole game, just looking at it, waiting for my dad to, like, just watch me play it for a bit, which is Mortal Kombat X.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. And which is cool. What I also kind of do is, like, I get to, like, talk to my friends, like, from school when it's over, like, because we have, like, our own, like,
virtual chat.
Yeah.
You have your own crew? Is that what it is?
Well, yeah.
Like on, like, Xbox crew? Like, you guys, like, can talk to each other like that?
No, not like the headset stuff. Okay. Just, like, I can text him by my controller and stuff. Like, how you doing? And, yeah. So that's kind of cool. That's what I kind of do sometimes.
So then, before we get out of here, what's some of the things that you want your fans to know?
Yes.
Like, that they don't know about me or what? Okay. What you don't know about me?
Your fans know a lot about you. They know a lot.
What you don't? My favorite food or my favorite color, maybe. My favorite food is chocolate chip pancakes.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So anybody can make those, you will forever be Miles'
friend.
My
favorite place is called Jackson Joe. It's by USC, which a lot of USC, like, football players and students go over there. That's kind of cool. But if I'm, like, in UCLA, I just put my hoodie down, you know? Can I have some chocolate chip pancakes?
Oh, my goodness. Gotta be incognito.
Right, but yeah. Right. My favorite color is maroon and lime green.
Together or just separately?
Just separately.
Okay.
My favorite color is maroon because of the Cavaliers.
I thought so.
And my favorite color is lime green is because, I don't know, I just like the color.
Yeah, it's nice and bright.
And let's see.
What's your favorite cereal?
My favorite cereal is Lucky Charms.
Oh, yes! Lucky Charms. Yeah. Megan. Sorry, that's my favorite too. What about, okay, so let's play a little game here. I'm going to say two things and then you pick which one you like, okay?
Okay.
Grape jelly or strawberry?
Grape jelly
or strawberry jelly? Which one?
Strawberry jelly.
Okay. Crunchy peanut butter, smooth peanut butter?
Smooth peanut butter.
I like that.
Almond milk or regular cow's milk?
Regular cow's milk.
Let's see. Butter pecan ice cream or Rocky Road?
Rocky Road.
No, we really need to ask Bluebell or Haagen-Dazs. I miss Bluebell.
Haagen-Dazs.
Sorry, you got you.
I'm sorry. Southern girl.
And let's see. Red Kool-Aid, purple Kool-Aid.
Red Kool-Aid.
There are actual flavors, you guys.
I know. Okay. No one knows those flavors. We know them by color. Okay. All right. Let's see. LeBron James.
Kobe Bryant.
LeBron James.
Or Michael Jordan.
Yeah, LeBron James. That's so, I'm sorry, all you Michael fans, including my dad right next to me.
LeBron James all the way, huh?
LeBron James right now is my favorite player, but I do have to say that, like, overall, I think the best, like, player who ever lived is Michael Jordan. But, like, if they play, like, one-on-one right now, I bet Michael Jordan, like, would lose to LeBron right now.
I think LeBron's old.
Well, yeah. He'd be like, oh, I need McCain.
I don't know. Wait, last one. I'm pretty sure I know this one, but Michael Jackson or Elvis?
Michael Jackson.
Obviously.
Michael Jackson or Chris Brown?
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Let's see. You got me. I think you did good.
I think Chris Brown looks up to Michael Jackson more than himself.
Mm-hmm. Nobody else. Tracee Ellis Ross or Anthony Anderson? Choose wisely.
I don't know.
Okay, we won't make you answer that.
Yeah, no. I don't answer that one.
All right, where can we find you on social media?
Twitter and Instagram is both Mr. Baby Boogaloo, which is MrBabyBooGallo, and Facebook is Miles Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where can we find you, Corey?
You guys can keep in touch with me at Tesnos on Twitter and Instagram, and now Snapchat.
And you can find me, Megan Thomas, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Meg Scoop, like scoop of ice cream. Mm. And make sure you go to podcastone.com. Make sure you take the survey about our show. We'd love to hear what you think. It takes 3 minutes. It's so quick. And always use the hashtag BHL next, because we'll look at all of your questions, your comments, your concerns. We'll see you next week, guys. Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.